کامیابی اور حالات کی درستگی، آخرت کی کامیابی اور آخرت میں بھی حالات کی درستگی، اور دنیا میں حالات کی درستگی، انفرادی اور اجتماعی، مسلمان کی یہ دین کے ساتھ ہے اور دین دین کی محنت کے ساتھ ہے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، اللہم صلی وسلم علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وسلم۔ حضرت mentions that success in this world and the next world, as well as the improvement of conditions in this world and the next world, is connected with deen, and deen is connected with the effort of deen.
Hidayat aur halat ke sahi hona duniya se zyada aakhirat ka zaruri hota.
The hidayat and the improvement of conditions, it's most important, more important in akhirat than it is in this dunya.
Hum samajh rahe hain ki hidayat ek yahi milti hai.
You may think that hidayah will be necessary in this world, but in reality, hidayah is also necessary in the
akhirah.
The straight path goes all the way straight to Jannah.
So Jannah tak hidayah hai.
So that's why we need hidayah all the way to get to Jannah.
Akhirat mein Jannah mein pahunchne tak hidayah hai.
So until we do not get into Jannah, we will continuously need hidayah.
اور حالات بھی صحیح ہونا اس پر معقوف ہے کہ ہم جنت میں جائیں، کوئی حالات صحیح ہوں گے تو ہی جا سکیں گے ورنہ نہیں جا سکتے۔
And as additionally, in order to get to Jannah, our conditions have to be conducive.
اس لیے محنت اتنی ضروری قرار دی گئی ہے کہ جو آدمی کو دنیا کے اندر آخرت کے اندر ہدایت دلائے اور آخرت میں آدمی کے حالات کو صحیح کرے۔
That is why that amount of effort is necessary that will allow our conditions in this world and the next to improve to a degree that we are able to get into Jannah.
Utni hidayat aur utne halat ki durustgi jo hai wo jis mehnat ka mutalaba karte hai us mehnat mein aadmi ki jaan bhi ja sakti hai.
He says that amount of hidayat that is necessary and that amount of guidance that is necessary to get to Jannah, it will require so much effort that at times a person's life may also be sacrificed in through that effort.
Jab jaan ja sakti hai to aadmi ke paas jo jaan ke alawa nehmate hain, maal aur aafaqi nehmate hain, unka jana aur zyada kareeb qiyas hai.
If life is something that may go or may be spent in order to get that paradise, then of course wealth, time and all the other blessings of Allah most definitely also may be required.
इसीलिए सूरह मोहम्मद में अल्लाह पाक ने इस मज़मून को बयान फरमाया है।
That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla explains this in Surah Muhammad.
और जगहों पर भी है, लेकिन सूरह मोहम्मद में बहुत वज़ाहत के साथ।
In other places also explained in the Quran, but in Surah Muhammad it is explained with greater clarity.
और सूरह मोहम्मद में इस मज़मून को बयान करना भी कुछ इशारे करता है कि हर नबी के कुछ सीक्रेट होते हैं, तो उस नबी के साथ उस नबी के मुताल्लिक सूरत में वो मज़मून मज़कूर होते हैं, जैसे कि उलमा ने बयान फरमाया है। تو سورہ محمد میں اس مضمون کے بیان کرنے کا بھی کوئی نہ کوئی ضرور تعلق ہوگا روحانی۔
He says the stories of the prophets are mentioned in specific surahs, so there is a relationship between the name of that surah and that nabi and what's mentioned. So the fact that this is mentioned in Surah Muhammad alludes to the point that there is a special relationship between the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and these commands.
جیسے سورہ ہود میں ایک آیت ہے، وہاں من دابت اللہ واخذ من ناصیتھا ان ربی علی صراط مستقیم۔
He said in Surah Hud there's a verse where Allah said there is not a single living creature, crawling creature, except that its wrist is upon Allah Azza wa
Jalla.
Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold that that living creature, moving creature, will hold it by his forelock on the day of judgment. And indeed my Lord is waiting on the straight path.
So ye Surah Hud mein hai.
This ayah is in Surah Hud.
تو حضرت ایک بہت بڑے بزرگ ہیں محی الدین ابن عرب،
بھی
وہ بیان فرماتے ہیں کہ عالم برزخ میں میری ان سے ملاقات ہوئی.
محیدین بن عربی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ گریٹ سکالر ہی سیز I met حضرت بود in عالم البرزخ.
اور اس آیت کا مطلب سمجھ میں میرے نہیں آ رہا تھا.
So this ayah I didn't understand what it exactly was Allah means.
میں نے ان سے کہا کہ قرآن سورہ ہود میں اللہ پاک نے یہ آیت بیان فرمائی ہے اور سورہ ہود آپ کے نام کے ساتھ ہے, تو اس میں ضرور آپ کے نام کے ساتھ اس مضمون کا کوئی مطلب یہ تو کوئی لنک ہے, تو آپ اس کے مضامین سے زیادہ واقف ہیں, تو اس آیت کا کیا مطلب ہے؟
So he mentioned, he asked that this surah, this ayah has been mentioned in Surah Hud, and Surah Hud is with your name, so most definitely you have a deeper understanding of why this this ayah is mentioned in Surah Hud. Can you please give an explanation?
Iska matlab bazaahir samajh mein nahi aata.
Externally, I did not understand what this ayah is referring to.
Iska matlab to bazaahir ye Allah Taala ye farmaye ki humne har dabba ke nasiya ko pakad kar usko le jana shuru kiya hai aur hum seedhe raste par hain, to iska matlab har dabba seedhe raste pe ja raha hai, ہر انسان سیدھے راستے پہ جا رہا ہے, اس کا مطلب ہے ہر مخلوق.
Because apparently it seems to allude to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that every single the ayah seems to allude to the fact that every single living creature and every single human, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding him by the forelock. And then Allah said that straight back. As though it seems like every single human being and every single living creature will automatically be on the right path. Because Allah is holding him and Allah is on the right path. So Allah has ordered it so it seems that he's going to bring them onto the right path, which obviously may not seem to be correct, but that's what apparently seems.
تو حضرت بود علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ اس کا مطلب یہ ہوتا ہے کہ ہر محبوب کو جس چیز کے لیے پیدا کیا گیا ہے وہ وہاں تک جائے گی, کلو میسر ہوں گی ماں کو نہیں کرو, وہ اس لیے میرا رب سیدھے راستے پر آئے گا. مطلب یہ کہ جو مخلوق جس کے لیے بنائی گئی ہے اس کو اس کی منزل تک پہنچانے میں سیدھے راستے پر ہے.
That creation will stick on the straight path to get to what it is supposed to be doing.
Matlab ye hai ki shaitan jo hai na wo jahannam ke liye bana hai, to jahannam ka bhi to ek seedha rasta hai na, jaise jannat ka ek seedha rasta hota hai, jaise baap ka ek seedha rasta hota hai, aise jail ka bhi ek seedha rasta hota hai jo jail tak le jata hai seedha. To inna rabbi ala sirati mustaqim ka matlab ye hai ki jo jis kaam ke liye hai usko us kaam ki manzil tak Allah tbaraka wa taala seedha pahuncha dega. لہٰذا جو جہنمی ہے اس کو جہنم تک پہنچا دے گا, جو جنتی ہے اس کو جنت تک پہنچا دے گا. ان ربی اور اللہ کے مستقیم کا یہ مطلب ہے حضرت بود نے مجدد ابن عربی کو یہ بتایا.
So in this meeting between Mahdi al-Kahfi of Allah and Buddha alayhi salam, this is what he explained to him. He said every single person and every single being has a final destination in the knowledge of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will ensure to facilitate the straight path so that each creation arrives at the destination that they're supposed to get to. For example, shaitan is headed towards hellfire, and there is a straight path and an incorrect path that will not get you to hellfire. So shaitan will be, Allah will ensure that shaitan remains on that steadfast, on that path that will eventually lead into
hellfire.
So similarly, if you have a path that goes to a house and it goes to the jail, both of them have a straight path and an incorrect path. And Allah will ensure everyone reaches
the ان کی روحانیت سے متعلق.
Similarly, every single prophet has certain specific things related to their spirituality and their message.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو آپ جامع ہیں, مطلب جامع ہیں, سید المرسلین ہیں.
The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم being the master of all the prophets, he is the most comprehensive in his message.
آپ کے ساتھ بھی کیا کیا چیزیں نہیں ہوں گی راز کی.
So how many amazing secrets must be connected with his prophet and his message?
تو اس میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے سیدھے راستے کی اور حالات کے صحیح ہونے کی جو بات بیان فرمائی ہے وہ سورہ محمد میں اسپیشل بیان فرمائی ہے.
That is why the special connection you find in سورہ محمد, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ speaks about how to improve our situation, how to get guidance.
یہ فرمایا وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who lose their lives and are killed in the path of Allah azza wa jal, Allah will never allow their good deeds to go to waste.
سَيَحْدِيهِمْ unko hidayat dega.
Allah azza wa jal says, He will guide them.
وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ unke halat banayega.
And Allah will improve and change their conditions.
اب اللہ یہ فرما رہے ہیں کہ جو مر گیا محنت کرتے کرتے جس نے جان دے دی وہ ضائع نہیں ہوگا اس کو ہدایت ملے گی
اللہ سے those who already lost their life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they will not be led astray Allah will keep them guided
معلوم ہوا کہ آخرت میں ہدایت کی ضرورت ہے
from this we understand that hidayah is necessary even in the hereafter
اور حالات کے بننے کی وہاں ضرورت ہے یہاں کے حالات کچھ بھی نہیں ہے اس کے مقابلے میں وہاں کے حالات
Also, you understand that the conditions being appropriate and easy are necessary in the akhirah.
इसलिए हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम दुनिया के हालात को तो कोई अहमियत ही नहीं देते थे क्योंकि असल हालात आखिरत के होते हैं उसके मुकाबले में दुनिया के हालात नहीं में शुमार है शुमार भी नहीं करते
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not give too much attention to the conditions of this world because in comparison to the conditions of the akhirah this is nothing.
جاب کے نہ ہونے کو پیسوں کے نہ ہونے کو کھانے پینے کے نہ ہونے کو کپڑے کے نہ ہونے کو مکان کے نہ ہونے کو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس کو کچھ زیادہ اہمیت نہیں دیتے تھے
not having a job not having clothing not having food not having basic necessities these are things that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم did not pay too much attention
لا اخشى علیکم الفقر اس کا تو مجھے کوئی ڈر ہی نہیں ہے تمہارے پاس جو فقر آتا ہے اس کے بارے میں
the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said in hadith that I am not afraid of the poverty that you are going through or that you may go through in the future
ہمارے چونکہ کے سامنے آخرت نہیں ہے اس لیے ہمارے لیے یہی حالات ہیں
since we are not thinking about the akhirah that is why the conditions of this world seem to become the most important thing in our lives
اور ہمارے لیے یہ حالات اتنے بڑے ہیں کہ ان حالات کی وجہ سے ہمارے لیے دین اور دین کی محنت کی کوئی اہمیت نہیں رہی
and these conditions have taken up such a big role in our lives that now the effort of being in deen unfortunately is taken a back seat
اس کا مطلب ہمارے ایمان میں کتنی کمزوری ہے
we realize the weakness of our iman
آخرت پر ایمان میں کتنی کمزوری ہے
how weak is our iman in here
اس کا مطلب آخرت کے احوال کی تفصیل ہماری آنکھوں کے سامنے نہیں ہے
this means that the detailed conditions of the akhirah are not in front of us
جب تک نبی کے علم سے امتی کا علم میچ نہیں کرے گا اس کا مطلب امتی کی ہدایت پہ نہیں آ سکتا
until the ummati does not match its علم with the knowledge of the prophet they will never be able to guide
بلکہ امتی ہوتے اس کو جو اپنے علم کو ختم کر کے نبی کے علم کو قبول کرے جب تک کہ امتی نبی کے علم کے مقابلے میں اپنے علم کو رکھے گا وہ امتی ہی نہیں ہوتا
یہ
دنیا کے حالات آخرت کے حالات کے مقابلے میں کچھ بھی نہیں
So the conditions of this world are insignificant compared to the conditions of the hereafter.
جیسے یہ دنیا آخرت کی زندگی کے مقابلے میں کچھ بھی نہیں
just like this dunya is nothing in comparison to the hereafter
ایک دن اللہ کے پاس ریگولر دن ہزار برس کا ہوتا ہے
a normal day in the day of judgment in akhirah is 1000 years
قیامت کے دن الگ ہے
and the day of judgment is different
تو ہزار برس کا ایک دن ہے اور ہم کو 100 سال کی بھی اگر زندگی مل گئی تو ایک دن کا دسواں حصہ ہی ملا
he said if one day is 1000 years then even if someone were to get a 100 year life is still only getting 1/10 of the day of the hereafter
jaise ek din mein 24 ghante 2.5 ghante
just like 2.5 hours out of a 24 hour day
ye puri zindagi ka ye hisab hai
this is the value of an entire life long life
isliye qiyamah ko ye pucha jayega ki tum kitne din duniya mein rahe to log kahenge ki subah mein kisi waqt rahe ya shaam mein kisi waqt rahe ek din ke subah mein ya ek din ki shaam mein hamara time guzar gaya hai
that's why when you ask how long was your stay in the dunya The people will respond, we spent a few hours in the morning or a few hours in the evening, meaning a portion of the day is all we spent.
لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا
They didn't spend anything but a few hours in the evening or a few hours in the morning.
یہ حقیقت بھی ہوگی.
This is actually a reality.
کیونکہ جب ٹائم گزر رہا ہے تو ہمیں لمبا لگ رہا ہے.
He says, when we are going through the time, it seems long.
لیکن جب گزر چکا ہوتا ہے تو پھر اس کا کوئی وہ نہیں رہتا ہے.
But once you pass the time, it doesn't seem much at all.
یہ دنیا میں زندگی بہت تھوڑی ہے.
This life on earth is very short.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے یہ بات امت کے دل میں بٹھائی
This is something that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم impressed upon us to ummah.
جب یہ دنیا کا ٹائم تھوڑا ہے زندگی تھوڑی ہے آتی ہے تو اس کے حالات بھی تھوڑے ہیں
Hence since the time on this earth is so short similarly then the conditions of this world is also going to be very
تو اس کی حیثیت بھی تھوڑی ہے
And so its status is also insignificant.
اللہ کی نظر میں اللہ کے رسول کی نظر میں تو اتنی تھوڑی ہے اتنی تھوڑی ہے کہ کسی شمار کے قابل نہیں
it's so insignificant that it's not even worthy of being counted in the eyes of Allah.
जैसे उस हदीस में समझाया गया जिसमें आप तशरीफ ले जा रहे थे और मरी हुई बकरी का बच्चा पड़ा हुआ था.
Just like it's explained in the hadith where a dead carcass of a baby goat was lying on the street and the Prophet ﷺ passed by. He said, this is the example of the dunya and the value of the dunya. He said in another hadith that if the value of the entire dunya was equivalent to just a wing of a mosquito, Allah ﷺ would not have given a sip of water to his enemy. But for us, this is big.
Allah ke liye jisne duniya banayi hai uske liye kuch bhi nahi hai.
When created in his eyes, this is insignificant.
Kyunki usne jo kuch banaya hai wo bana hua usko pata hai, jo bana sakta hai usko pata hai, uske muqable mein ye kya hai, kisi shumar mein nahi.
He says the one who created, he knows how much he can create, how much he has created elsewhere, so in front of all of that, this is nothing.
Ek dot ke barabar bhi nahi aa raha.
This is not even equivalent to a dot.
Hamare bani hui machino ne hamari photo khinch ke batayi ki tum ek dot se zyada nahi ho, puri zameen tumhari ek dot se zyada nahi hai.
He says the machines, of man-made machines, are showing our insignificance in comparison to the earth and comparison to the cosmos.
उससे अब अंदाजा लगाइए कि जो खालिक है अपने समाज का, पूरी कायनात का, यूनिवर्सल का, उसके सामने हमारी इस पूरी दुनिया की कोई हैसियत नहीं है, तो हमारी जिंदगी की, हमारी जायदाद की, हमारी प्रॉपर्टी की क्या हैसियत होगी?
So if this entire creation is insignificant in the eyes of Allah, then one small human being and our small problems and our small land and real estate, imagine how insignificant this is in front of Allah.
उसमें हमारे हालात क्या हैसियत करते हैं?
What role does our small little condition play?
Job है या नहीं है?
And we have a job or we don't.
खाना है क्या नहीं है?
And we have food or not?
उन्होंने तो फरमाया कि अगर एक दिन का खाना नहीं है तो बॉस हो.
The Prophet says if someone has the equivalent of food of one day, it's worth.
और सुबह उसमें जब उसने सुबह की है तो वो आफियत के साथ है.
And when he woke up in the morning, he had a well-being.
और अमन में है.
And he's enjoying peace.
فَكَأَنَّمَا حِذَرْتَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِرِهَا.
If he has security, then it's as though the entire luxuries of the world and the blessings of the world have been brought to his feet.
उसने बताया कि लग्जरी की हकीकत इतनी ही है.
So this is the reality of luxury.
عَامِلًا فِي زِرْوِهِ مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ وَعِلْتَهُ قُوتُهُ يَوْمِهِ.
That he's got a comfort, of afia, well-being, he's got one day's worth of food, and he's got peace.
ख़तम इतनी ही हकीकत पूरी दुनिया के राह.
This is the gist of luxuries of this world.
क्योंकि कल का कुछ पता ही नहीं.
Because we don't know if we're going to make it out till tomorrow.
कौन बचेगा, कौन नहीं बचेगा.
Who's going to be alive tomorrow? Who's not going to be?
कितने सूरज के देखने वाले रात दिन के हैं, रात को नहीं, कल के दूसरे दिन के सूरज को नहीं देख पाएं.
How many see the sun today, but will not be able to see the sun tomorrow?
कितने सूरज को डूबता हुआ देखने वाले हैं, दूसरे दिन डूबता हुआ नहीं देख पाएं.
So many see the sunset today, may not be able to see the sunset tomorrow.
इसीलिए कुरान पाक में अल्लाह ने फरमाया कि वह लेकिन कुतिनों के सर इतनी मेहनत करना कि जान की परवाह नहीं रहना.
That now you learn from Muhammad that the person has to make so much effort that he is not even worried about his own life.
और उलमा ने फरमाया कि जिस आदमी को अल्लाह के लिए मरने की तमन्ना न हो उसके सोए खातिमा का अंदेशा है.
And it's been mentioned that one who does not desire to give his life for the sake of Allah, then there is a fear that he may not have a good ending.
तो उसने अल्लाह को पहचाना ही नहीं.
The one who does not want to give up his life for the sake of Allah.
अपनी फकीरी को पहचाने
नहीं. He does not recognize his own need of Allah.
क्योंकि वो तो फकीर था, वो तो फकीर है.
Because he is a human being, is a faqir in front of Allah.
या युन्ना सत्तुमुल फुकरा, तुम सब फकीर हो.
Oh believers, all humans, all of you are in need of Allah.
तो फिर जो तुम्हारे पास है, वो तो उनका है.
Whatever we have, it all belongs to him.
तो जान भी उनकी है.
So our life is also belongs to him.
माल भी उनका है.
Our wealth is his.
असबाब सामान भी उनके.
All the needs that we have are also belong to him.
लिहाजा उनके दीन के लिए अपनी जान देने की तमन्ना नहीं है. इसका मतलब यह है कि आदमी ने अपने दीन को समझा ही नहीं.
So a person who does not desire to give his life for his deen, for Allah's deen, then he has not recognized anything.
इसलिए मेरे दोस्तों, काम करने वालों के ज़हनों में काम को कैसे कितना करना है ये पहले तय करना जरूरी है.
That is why those who are involved in the effort of da'wah, they need to understand how much effort is required.
क्योंकि जितना आदमी के ज़हन में होगा उतनी वो मंसूबा बंदी करेगा.
He said the greater our understanding of what is required, the greater our vision will be.
उतनी हिम्मत के लिए अपने अंदर से अपने को राजी करेगा.
That is how much you will push yourself to reach those goals.
अपना ज़हन बनाएगा.
You will convince yourself.
नफ्स को तैयार करेगा.
You will make your nafs agreeable.
पहले बुजुर्गों ने भी नफ्स से बाज़ाब्ता मुबाहिदा करके मुनाज़रा करके उसको तैयार करते थे कि तुझे ये काम करना है.
मुजाहदा, मशायख और मुजाहदा, and prepare the nafs that this is what you're going to have to do next.
Usko wo log muraqaba karte the.
That they used to call that muraqaba, meditation.
Uske baad uska muahada karte the.
And after that, they used to make an oath, make a promise with the nafs.
Fir uske baad mujahada karte the.
Then after that, they used to make the nafs go through sacrifice.
Fir muhasaba karte the.
Then after that, they used to take the nafs to task.
Fir muaqaba karte the.
Then if they didn't do well, then they would punish the nafs.
तो ये इतना करना पड़ेगा।
That you would basically train them that this is what you are expected to do, O nafs.
और नफ्स को अपने ताबे बनाया हुआ था।
And then they made the nafs follow themselves.
और हम नफ्स के ताबे हैं।
But now we follow our nafs.
इतना ज़्यादा उल्टा निज़ाम है।
This everything is flipped.
इसी बात को हुज़ूर ने फरमाया कि अल्कायस मंदाना नफ्सा मंदाना मंताबा।
That's what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that the intelligent one is the one who goes after his nafs, follows it through.
After his nafs, manzaba an nafsahu, tabe banaya, jo apne nafs ki sab control le liya, apne nafs ko jisse control mil gaya wo aqalmand hai. To iska matlab ye hai ki nafs uske tabe hona hai.
That's why the nafs has to become a follower of the nafs,
kyunki hamara taluq aqal se hai, rooh se hai.
Our relationship is with our intelligence and our soul.
Hamara guru jo hai na aqal hai aur ruh hai aur farishta hai.
The angels, the intelligence and the soul is our guru.
Shaitan aur nafs aur hawa ye opposite guru hai.
The shaitan, the nafs and the desires are the opposite group.
Ye dono group ke andar ladai rehti hai.
There's always a war between these two groups.
La yazalu al-harb baynahuma wa al-harb sidar ibn qayyim ki ibarat.
That
the
there is always a war, and sometimes one party wins, and sometimes the other party wins. In order for our party to win and become victorious, we have to sit and explain to them.
इसलिए मेरे दोस्तों काम करने वाले साथियों को कुर्बानी के बारे में पहले ज़हन बनाना ज़रूरी है.
That is why those brothers who involved in effort, they need to actually sit and pray. It convince themselves that we have to get ready for sacrifice.
Chacha, mahine Allah ne apne karam se humse lagwa liye.
Alhamdulillah, this group of brothers who already spent 4 months in Pakistan.
Chacha, mahine walon ki jamaat hai.
Then we have jamaat of four my brothers.
Agar hum sabko malum hai ki ek martaba 4 mahine dene se kya hota hai.
We all know that the limited benefit a person gets by only spending once 4 months.
Mehnat itni chahiye ki puri duniya mein hidayat ghalib ho jaye.
The amount of effort required is that hidayah should become spread across the globe.
Puri duniya ke jo musalman hai special wo pure sahi raste par pad jaye, apni zimmedari par aa jaye.
100% of the Muslim ummah needs to come back onto the right path and onto the responsibilities.
Kyunki jo musalman ho gaya uske to zimme ab ye nahi raha ki tu chahe tu hidayat pe rahe chahe tu ghalat pe rahe, ye nahi raha.
Now once a person accepts Islam, now he doesn't have an option of being on guidance or misguidance.
Hum samajh rahe ki insaan ko ikhtiyar hai, chahe kaisa bhi rahe wo apne qabr mein jawab dega.
Thinking that a person has his own choice, he will sort it out in the grave.
वो गैर मुस्लिम के लिए.
That is for a disbeliever.
मंशा अपलियुम में वो मंशा अपलियत को दिना आत्मा इस बार में है ना आप अभी इंसान दिखो.
When Allah Azza wa Jalla says those who should believe and those who may believe, those who should disbelieve, they may disbelieve. Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared for them punishment in the hereafter.
वो गैर मुस्लिम के लिए है ना इकरार फिर दिन की आय.
But that the ayah there's no compulsion in deed is referring to those who have not yet accepted Islam.
जो इस्लाम कबूल कर चुका है उस पर जबर है.
Those who accept Islam, there is an obligation upon them.
उसको इकराम किया जाएगा कि तुझे मानना ही पड़ेगा.
Those who accept Islam will be asked, will be forced to ensure that they fulfill the commandments.
क्योंकि तू तो ईमान ला चुका है.
Because you have already accepted Islam.
तुझे तो नमाज पढ़नी पड़ेगी.
So you're expected to pray.
तुझे तो गुनाह से बचना पड़ेगा.
And you're expected to stay away from sin.
ये कैसे मालूम हुआ?
How did we come to know of this?
ये ऐसे मालूम हुआ कि जहाँ इस्लामी हुकूमत होगी वहाँ अगर कोई नमाज नहीं पढ़ रहा तो उसको जेल में डालना
है. So we know because wherever there is Islamic rules are being followed, we see that a person who does not perform salah, they will be imprisoned.
और सिर्फ 3 दिन तक ही डालना है.
And only for 3 days.
अगर 3 दिन में तौबा करके नमाज पढ़ लेता है तो ठीक है, नहीं तो खत्म कर देना है.
Then in 3 days if he does not repent, then he will be executed.
ये सबसे कम सबसे नरम किल्ला है इस मसले में.
He said this is the weakest, the softest opinion and the easiest opinion amongst the various opinions about someone who misses their prayer.
क्योंकि इसमें जो हाई फिल्ला है वो ये है कि 3 दिन की मोहलत नहीं देना है.
more harsher view on that is that you will not be given a chance for 3 days.
बल्कि उसको पकड़ के खत्म कर देना है.
Rather the person will be taken care of that same time.
अगर ईमान लाने के बाद में छोड़ देने की इजाजत है तो फिर ये सजा कैसे हो सकती है?
Sir, if we are person who had the choice of not praying after becoming a Muslim, then why would this type of punishment be in our mention?
एक आदमी चोरी करता है तो उसका हाथ काट देना है.
A person steals and now his hands being cut.
शराब पीता है तो घोड़े मार दे रहे हैं. अगर यार है तो फिर पिटाई क्यों है? मतलब ये है कि जब एक आदमी एक्सेप्ट कर चुका है अशहदु अल्लाह इल्लल्लाह के जरिए से और अशहदु अन्ना मुहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह के जरिए से, तो इसका मतलब ये है कि जब तू मान चुका है तो फिर तुझे करना पड़ेगा. तो नहीं, अगर कोई कर रहा है तो जो बाशऊर मुसलमान है उसकी जिम्मेदारी है, उसको करवाना पड़ेगा.
So then the one who's not doing it, he needs to be reminded by the one who is doing it, who is awake and alert.
इसी का नाम है अमर बिल मारूफ.
This is what you call अमर मारूफ.
अमर के माने आर्डर देना, हुक्म लगाना.
अमर means that you order someone and ask them to do it.
करना हुआ.
That you ask them to do it.
और नहीं अनिल मुनकर, यानी हुक्म के जरिए से रोकना कि तू ये नहीं कर सकता.
नहीं अनिल मुनकर means you forcefully ensure that they stop doing what they're involved in.
माने नाम वाले संसार रामशिला के परमात्मा थे कि हम हमारा और नहीं के मरहले में कहाँ पर हैं, हम तो अर्जुन दावा में हैं. इस
One and a half of the time, you say, we are not reached yet in the stage of Arun Ayyan, but we are simply presenting that.
Because this is the Ummat-e-Muslimah's responsibility always and always remain.
Because this is the responsibility of the Muslim Ummah, was always there and will always be present.
Hatta ki Quran Paak mein Allah ne is mazmoon ko bayan farmaya hai ki agar hum hukumat de musalmanon ko to unka kaam asal daawat ka hoga.
As Allah so today says in the Quran that if we were to give power to the Muslim leaders, then the number one responsibility, one of the main responsibilities for them would be for da'wah and implementation of the deen.
Musalmanon mein,
amongst the Muslims.
الَّذِينَ إِمَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, these are the people, إِمَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that if you were to give them strength and power on earth, they will be doing أَمَرُ الْمَعْرُوفِ نَهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ, they will establish salah, they will make sure zakah is paid.
अल्लाह पाक ये चाहते हैं कि जो बंदे ईमानदार हुए हैं उन बंदों में हमेशा इस मेहनत को जारी रखना है कि जो अल्लाह के पास मारूफ है वो इनके पास मारूफ है या नहीं है.
अल्लाह wants that there will always be this effort within the Muslim ummah that whatever is known as virtuous in the eyes of Allah, that same thing should be known as virtuous amongst.
कहीं रब्बत बदल तो नहीं रही.
It should not be that our desires are changing.
चाहत बदल तो नहीं रही किसी की.
That our wishes, desire is changing.
मर्द की या औरत की.
Whether male or female,
बूढ़े की या जवान की,
young or old,
जाहिल की और आलिम की,
the ignorant one and the one who is
not, गरीब की,
wealthy and the poor,
शहरी और देहाती की,
the one is a villager and the one is a city,
किसी की रंगत में फर्क तो नहीं आ रहा.
It should not happen that their desires are changing.
क्योंकि इंसान तब्दीली को कबूल करता है.
Because human beings, they accept change.
और उसका दिल पलटता रहता है.
And their hearts keep on changing.
और नफ्स उसको बहकाता रहता है.
And the nafs keeps on deceiving him.
और शैतान भी गुमराह करता रहता है.
And shaitan keeps on deceiving as well.
और बुरी आदतें आदमी पकड़ लेता है.
And bad habits catch on.
और बुरे माहौल से मुतासिर हो जाता है.
And person gets affected by that environment.
और दुनिया की चाहतें उसको अपनी तरफ मुतवज्जे करती हैं.
The desires of the world constantly grab him.
ऐसी दसियों चीजें उसके अतराफ में फैली हुई हैं.
Tens of things are surrounding him.
उसकी वजह से मारूफ उसके नजदीक बदल सकता है.
That's why the definition of virtue may change.
और मुनकर भी उसके नजदीक बदल सकता है.
The definition of vice may also change.
अल्लाह को जो पसंद है वो अल्लाह के बंदे को पसंद होना जरूरी है.
What's important is what Allah likes must be belonging to the human being.
और अल्लाह को जो नापसंद है वो बंदे को नापसंद होना जरूरी
है. What is dislike of Allah must remain dislike of human beings.
इसीलिए नफ़र हरकत के जरिए से हर बंदे तक पहुंचना, हर इंसान तक पहुंचना और उसमें मारूफ का अमर होते रहना जरूरी होता है.
That is why this effort of moving amongst one another and making sure that मारूफ से मारूफ, virtue से virtue is necessary.
इसी मारूफ को जब अरबी यानी हर मारूफ की जब आप अरबी बनाते हैं तो जाहिर है जब उसको इस्तेलाही जुबान आप देते हैं यही दावत कहलाती है.
This is when you officially bring ma'ruf and nahi an munkar together in this way of effort of deen. This is what you call effort of
deen. So, wo puri ummat e muslima jo is waqt puri duniya mein hai un sab ki zarurat hai ki un tak ye baat pahunche.
That's why the entire Muslim Ummah, wherever they may be, it is their necessary need that this da'wah reaches them.
Uske etebar se ye jo tabqa kaam karne wala hai isko apni mehnat ka maidan aur apna waqt qurbani ke liye karna hai.
That is why this group of brothers here, we need to figure out how much time and resources we need to allocate for the amount of work that is
required. How much time
do we need to give?
इतना पैसा लगना जरूरी है.
How much resources and wealth we need to give?
इतनी सलाहियत लगना जरूरी है.
How much of our capacity capabilities we need to give?
इसलिए मेरे दोस्तों उलमा फरमाते हैं कि जब तक आप अपने जज्बात से और अपनी ख्वाहिशात से कुर्बानी पर नहीं आएंगे, कुर्बानी वजूद में नहीं आती.
This is that until unless we do not start giving up our desires and our emotions, we will not be able to actually do the work.
फिर जान की भी कुर्बानी चाहिए, माल की भी कुर्बानी चाहिए.
He needs to sacrifice his life also and his wealth also.
माल की भी कुर्बानी होना और जान की भी कुर्बानी होना और जज्बात की भी कुर्बानी होना और ख्वाहिशात की भी कुर्बानी होना.
A person needs to sacrifice the time and wealth. Along with that, a person needs to sacrifice their desires and emotions.
जब आदमी जज्बात की और ख्वाहिशात की कुर्बानी पर आएगा तो अपने ताल्लुकात की कुर्बानी पर आएगा, बीवी बच्चों के साथ में यानी जुदाई की कुर्बानी पर वो आएगा और अपनी राहतों की कुर्बानी पर वो आएगा, उसके लिए अपने जहन को तैयार करना जरूरी है.
In order to sacrifice our emotions and our desires and then our relationships, meaning departure from our spouses and our children, all of these things, a person needs to first of all convince himself that I have to do all this.
जिसके दिल में दुनिया में दीन को जिंदा करने का जज्बा है, उसके दिल में यहाँ तक जहन का तैयार होना जरूरी है.
A person who wants to spread the effort of deen across the globe and across the dunya, they need to convince themselves that sacrifice is required.
इसलिए चार महीने वाले इस बात को ले सकते हैं और समझ सकते हैं.
That's why those who already spent 4 months, inshallah, they will be able to understand and appreciate.
इसलिए जो चार महीने लगाए हुए हैं उनके सामने ये तकाजा रखा जा सकता है कि आपको हर साल चार महीने लगाने होंगे.
That's why those who already spent 4 months, we can present this tafaza that every year we are required to or requested to spend 4 months.
जो अभी तक 4 महीने ही नहीं लगाया उसको ये कहाँ से समझ में आएगा?
Those who yet to spend 4 months, they may not realize the understanding.
जिसने कभी वसीयत नहीं दिया उसको वक्त लगाना क्या मालूम होता है?
One who has not yet given time, he doesn't know maybe the value of spending that time.
जिसने अल्लाह के रास्ते में ठोकरें नहीं खाई उसको अल्लाह के रास्ते की ठोकरों का मजे का भी पता नहीं चलता.
One who has not suffered sacrifices or gone through sacrifices in the path of Allah, he does not know the enjoyment of actually going through difficulty in the path of Allah.
Allah ke raaste ki takleef mein maza aana.
There's one thing called enjoying difficulty in the path of Allah.
Agar Allah ke raaste mein takleef ka maza nahi aaya to abhi hame Allah ke raaste ki lazzat nahi mili.
The one who does not enjoy tasting the difficulties in the path of Allah, he actually has not tasted going on in the path of Allah.
Hamare paas ek buzurg the Hamid Sufi Mir. एक मरतबा हम उनके साथ बैठक में जा रहे थे. तो फिर उससे पूछने लगे कि असली तब्दीली कौन है मालूम आपको?
Yes, do you know who's a real tabligh?
कहने के असली तब्दीली वो है जिसको अपनी मर्जी के खिलाफ अमीर की बात मानने में मजा आए.
He's a real tabligh is the one who enjoys listening to the Amir even if it goes against his own opinion.
अमीर की बात मानने में मजा है.
Enjoys the scenery.
जो अमीरी को न माने तो पता वो तबलीगी करेगा, वो तो गया बंदू.
इस द वन हु डजंट अंडरस्टैंड,
जो हमारा अमीरी ना हो वो तो तबलीग से हट गया.
इस द वन हु डज नॉट इवन बिलीव इन हिज अमीर, देन आई सी ही हाउ कैन ही बी अ रियल.
अपनी तबीयत के खिलाफ अमीर की इताअत में मजा आना.
इस इट एंजॉय द ओपिनियन ऑफ द अमीर ओवर आवर ओन ओपिनियन. This is the being a real
tabligh. इसी तरह अल्लाह के रास्ते में तकलीफ जो पेश आए उस पर मजा आना.
Similarly, enjoying the difficulty that comes our way in the path of Allah.
ये मोहब्बत की खुसूसियत है.
This is the sign of love.
ये मोहब्बत की खुसूसियत है चाहे खालिस से हो चाहे मखलूक से हो.
This is the sign of love, whether it's with the love for Allah or love with the creation.
मखलूक की मोहब्बत में मखलूक ने अपने आप को तकलीफ में डालकर लज्जत पाई है.
The creation similarly enjoys going through difficulty while in love with the creation.
इसीलिए जिन्होंने मोहब्बत की दास्तानें लिखी हैं कैसी कैसी उनकी कुर्बानियां हैं.
Those are written stories and poems on love. You can see they always talk about the difficulty.
जैसे किताबों में मजनू के किस्से भरे हुए हैं.
And all the stories about Leila and Majnun.
Shiri और Farhad के किस्से भरे हुए हैं.
Similarly, other figures like Shiri and Farhad.
बड़ी बड़ी कुर्बानियां उन्होंने दी.
Great sacrifices they
gave. जंगल में फिरने में उनको मजा आता था.
And they enjoyed running in the jungle.
कटे कपड़ों में मजा आता था.
Torn clothes.
दस्तों बयाबान के शहरों के अंदर गर्मियों में उनको मजा आता था.
And running around in this in the desert in the heat.
जब उनको चलने में पैरों में छाले पड़ जाते थे तो मजा आता था.
They would enjoy walking in the heat with their boils in their feet.
सारी कहानियां भरी हुई हैं.
These are stories.
कहानियां नहीं हैं हकीकत है.
These are not just stories. This is a reality.
मोहब्बत की खुसूसियत है.
This is the speciality of love.
और ये वो वाहिद चीज है जो अल्लाह पाक ने खास इंसान के पास रखी है.
This is one thing specifically that Allah especially has kept with the human
beings.
And this is that one thing that Allah specially tests within the human being. What have you done in my love?
किस किस को तू कुर्बान कर सकता था?
Who could you have sacrificed for me?
कहाँ तक तू जा सकता था?
How far could you have gone for me?
इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम को अल्लाह ने आजमाया.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim.
इब्राहिम कहाँ तक जा सकते हो?
To what extent can you sacrifice?
कहते जहाँ तक आप ले जाएंगे जाऊँगा.
He says as long as you take wherever you take me till I'm ready to go.
तब अल्लाह ने फरमाया कि वो इब्राहिम अल्लाही वफ़ा वफ़ादार इब्राहिम.
Allah mentioned that Ibrahim
alayhi
was the one who fulfilled that promise. Allah says Ibrahim alayhi
tested.
Allah tested Ibrahim
alayhi
and Allah tested Ibrahim successful
in
that test.
Allah
put it through the fire.
Ibrahim pushed.
And Ibrahim alayhi
was
happy, content. He says, I'm ready. Can you burn? Throw me in.
अगर उनको जलाना पसंद है तो जलने को तैयार है.
If Allah wants to see me burn, I'm ready to burn.
जिंदा तो नहीं आता है तू वरना कुछ भी जाए तो जिंदा रख के आपकी मेहरबानी हमारे आप पे तो कुर्बान पहले से ही है मरे हुए तो हम आइए आप.
If you want to keep me alive, you want to take my life, we've already died for you already.
आसमानों में हलचल हो गई.
But now the discussion started happening within the heavens.
फरिश्ते परेशान हो गए कि इब्राहिम आग में डाला जा रहा
था. अस्सलाम वालेकुम. The angels are worried. Why? How can Ibrahim al-Salam be thrown into the fire?
इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम ने अर्ज़ किया कि परवरदिगार इजाजत हो तो मदद कर दो.
जिब्रील अलैहिस्सलाम ने asked, Oh Allah, can you please allow me to assist Ibrahim al-Salam?
मैं तुम्हें नहीं जानता इस रास्ते को तुमसे लेगा मदद.
He says, Allah says that you don't know the secret. He will not take assistance from
me. तो मैं कोशिश कर रहा हूँ कि इजाजत है मेरी तरफ से.
He said, can I try? He said, okay, you can go ahead and try.
इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम पहुँच गए कि इब्राहिम Ibrahim alayhi salam pahunche ke Ibrahim madad kar do is waqt mein tumhari.
Ibrahim alayhi salam arrived and said, Oh Ibrahim alayhi salam, may I assist you?
Aapko zarurat hai?
Do you have any need?
Ibrahim alayhi salam ki zarurat to mujhe hai lekin tumse nahi.
Ibrahim alayhi salam responded, Yes, I am in need but not of yours.
Usse hai.
I am in need only of Allah.
Jalana chahta hai jala do.
If you want to burn me, see me burning, let him do that.
Ibrahim ji aise nahi manega to mujhe barah raast hi aana padega.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself directly addressed the fire and asked the fire to cool down.
Hajra ko chhodne ko farma diya ki wadiya behri zara mein chhod do ya ki biwi bache.
He asked to leave his child and his wife in a barren valley.
Biwi nafarman nahi thi.
His wife was not disobedient.
Aur biwi gaon ki bani hui nahi thi.
She was not someone who was used to the village life.
Wo kulon mein bani hui thi.
That is, she was used to a very luxurious life.
बादशाह की बेटी थी वो
दौर पति
ना तो नियामत में वक्त गुजारा हुआ था.
She had enjoyed a very luxurious life.
महबूब बीवी थी.
Very beloved wife.
और बेटा भी.
And a child of course as well.
ऐसा बेटा जिसकी पेशानी में नूर मोहम्मद ही चमकता था.
Such a child that the Nur of Rasul Sallam used to shine from his forehead.
पैगंबर है.
He's a prophet.
मैं इसको छोड़ दिया.
And Allah has asked him to leave him.
अंदाजा फरमाइए क्या क्या इम्तिहान था.
Imagine what type of
किस चीज का इम्तिहान था ये.
What was being tested here?
मैं छोड़ दिया.
What was being tested? He said that leave office.
यहाँ पे कोई घर है ना यहाँ पे कोई बाप है ना यहाँ पे कोई दादा है ना यहाँ पे कोई इंसान रहते हैं ना यहाँ पे कोई कबीला रहता है. यहाँ अकेले छोड़ दो. यहाँ पे
there's no house here, there's no tribe here, there's no residence here. Should I leave them alone? Yes, leave them completely alone here.
और औरत कैसी थी?
What type of lady was she?
अल्लाह हमारा कब यहाँ था.
That she asked, Allah asked you to do this?
Ibrahim
responded, yes. Then she responded to him and said, Go, Allah then will not allow us to perish. This is what the higher level of iman.
मगर देखने की बात यह है कि औरत जो पैगंबर नहीं है वो इस तरह कुर्बानी के लिए तैयार और ये पैगंबर है ये इस तरह कुर्बानी के लिए तैयार कि ये तक सवाल नहीं किया कि इसका कसूर क्या है जिसकी वजह से मुझे हुक्म दिया जा रहा है.
He said, look at the iman of this wife, the iman of this prophet, that not even once are they asking Allah, you know, what is her fault, or what is the difficulty, or what mistake we may have done, that this is what we're being told to do, to leave her in the middle of nowhere. It's mentioned in the books that Ibrahim a.s. did not even turn around to look back. And that he was continuously crying.
क्योंकि नबी के जज्बात सबसे ज़्यादा सही होते हैं.
Because the emotions of the prophet are the most correct emotions.
आम इंसान अपनी बीवी से उतनी मोहब्बत नहीं कर सकता जितना नबी करता है.
A average human being cannot love his spouse as much as a nabi would love his spouse.
आम इंसान अपने बच्चे से उतनी मोहब्बत नहीं कर सकता जितना नबी करता है.
And an average human being cannot love his child as much as a Nabi will love his child.
Because
the Prophets are the ones who have the absolute perfect emotions. Then when Ibrahim salam went to such a distance that if he were to turn around and look, he would not see his wife. Then he climbed up at a place. And he turned towards where he left off his wife. That's where he made the dua.
For him.
And he said, "Oh Allah, I have committed this sin against you and against my wife, and I will never do that again." And he made the dua. Family in a valley that does not have any vegetation. By your sacred home, so that they establish salah. O Allah, allow the hearts of humanity to turn towards them. And O Allah, provide for them from the fruits, so that they remain grateful. Allah accepted this dua. Yet the imtihan is still not finished. And now when the son becomes at a level of understanding, Allah sent this. And now the task was increased. That Allah did not directly reveal to the father. Because now once you receive direct revelation, then the expectation is higher of
father.
The dream is such that it's not direct revelation, it is required. Interpretation can be made in many different ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed a dream that he is slaughtering, sacrificing his son. Now we have to see what direction will he take. Are we
going
to try to interpret a dream in an easier way or go directly fulfill the command as mentioned in the dream? This is the test of the deepest crevices of the heart. He said, "Okay, if I saw my son being sacrificed,
then
that's it." He said, "Oh my son, I see that in my dream that I'm sacrificing you. What do you see?" Look at the condition there. When he mentioned his wife, the wife was okay with it in the first part of the story. Second, he asked the son that this is a dream that I saw, and he says, "Okay." So such a family that is a living example all the way to the day of judgment. This shows that the sacrifice of family, how it comes to life. And how a family together needs to sacrifice. Everyone knows family is husband, wife and children. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the wife on the husband as well as on the child to show all of us that when there are people who are committed to sacrifice that this is the way to do it. Ismail was not so young that he didn't understand what was being asked. Rather he understood everything. The way he tells his father, "Oh Allah, oh my father, do as you've been ordered, and what is expected from me in this very difficult situation is to remain patient. That I'll tell you, I'll remain patient as you go
through
this." Ismail Islam understood that during sacrifice, he will be going through a lot of pain and he has to remain patient. It mentioned in the books that Shaitan came to us with
Hajar.
He said, look at your husband. He is over 100 years old. He looked like he lost his mind or what? He said, that's why shoot him away and said, "Do not know that he's a prophet. Everything he does is through revelation." And so she herself is sharpens a knife and gives to her husband to sacrifice. and wrapped some up in a cloth. And washed the boy. And gave her son, gave her the husband the knife also, and the boy also, and said, go
inside.
This most beloved son, who was so beloved to her.
एक किताब में मैंने यहाँ पे देखा कि उस वक्त उनकी हालत जो होगी थी हाजिरा की कि वो दीवार से खड़े होकर ठहर गई थी और उनके हाथ में वो सुन हो चुके थे जो इब्राहिम अलैहि सलाम बेटे को लेके गए.
It's mentioned in certain books that he said that Hazrat Hajra was trying to keep herself strong. She went against the wall and she lost her feelings in her hands.
अल्लाह का हुक्म है.
But this was the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The work needs to be done. The sacrifice in front of Allah is the most important thing.
Another thing, kitna Allah baqiya qubool farmaya us puri family ko.
Imagine how much Allah accepted this family.
Allah ne Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki ummat ke mere aur aapke bare mein farmaya ki itna sab kuch jazba maine tumhare andar bhi rakha hai.
Allah Subhanahu is mentioning that this emotion that you find in this family, Allah has put it within this ummah of Rasulullah.
Yeh sabhi tum Ibrahim, apne baap Ibrahim ki millat ho.
Allah Subhanahu says you are the group, you are the followers of Ibrahim as salam.
To ummat e Muhammad hai na.
We are the ummah of Rasulullah.
Isko millat e Ibrahim kyun kaha?
Why have we called you as the followers of Ibrahim?
Mufassirin ne likha hai ki millat e Ibrahim hamari khususiyat zahir karne ke liye likha.
He said the reason why we've been called the followers of the deen of Ibrahim as salam is to show that we are gifted with the ability to make sacrifices the way that family can sacrifice.
Wo Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat, lekin tumhare mizaj mein jo cheez boondi gayi hai, tumhari rooh mein jo cheez milayi gayi hai, wo Ibrahim ka mizaj hai.
Though you are from the Ummah of Rasulullah, but in your creation, in your temperament, you'll see the elements of Ibrahim have been mixed in. We have to make the spirituality come alive. And then we have to prepare ourselves to make sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the sacrifices
we
made. If we look at the level of sacrifice we're making, we should be ashamed of ourselves. Even that which is being asked from us is actually worthy of shame.
जो इस मिजाज का हो उस मिजाज से आप बोले तो कुछ चार महीने दे तो शर्मिंदगी की चीज है कि नहीं.
He said the one who's got Ibrahimi mentality, for him to say to be asked to give him just 4 months, this is a shame for him.
क्योंकि हमारा वो मिजाज तरबियत पाना है अभी.
Now we have to actually make tarbiyah of ourselves. He says, when our tarbiyah are made, we'll do some sacrifices that the world will be
shocked.
In every era, there will always be people who stand up at that Ibrahimi sacrifice and do things that change the course of the world. If you read the stories of the awliya, you'll see this.
You'll
see that the stories of those who invited towards Allah's
deen. If
you read the biographies of Ilyas and Yusuf, you see this. The level of sacrifice that they made. And how they used to cry at night. And how they spent all the wealth that
they had.
And how they were patient with poverty and hunger. They were home. They came from wealthy homes. Then they also remained patient at a time when they did not have enough flour to make roti. They had entire villages of farmland.
उनको रोटी मुयस्सर नहीं है खाने के
लिए.
उनकी औलाद को देखा कि वो रोटी को खुरच रोटी के लिए आगे को खुरच रहे हैं.
And the father, is seeing the sons are trying to scrape up some flour left over, dough to be able to make roti.
अल्मा इलियास रहमतुल्लाह ने देखा हमारे लिए यूसुफ साहब रहमतुल्लाह ने बचपन में कि वो रोटी के लिए आटा खुरच रहे थे सूप में से बर्तन जिसके अंदर आटे को गूंदा जाता है उसमें से आटे को खुरच रहे थे खाने के लिए.
He said, Mu'ayyah Sahib, when they saw on his son, on Yusuf Abdullah, as a young boy, trying to scrape off some of the flour and some of the dough from that bowl in which the dough is made and the roti is made.
Mu'ayyah Sahib looked
at his son and began to cry. After seeing this, then he made a declaration. He said, after this sacrifice, he said, after seeing this, he said, after today, our house will never have to taste this poverty. Because we have reached the level of sacrifice that Allah
ordained for us.
This is the speciality of this
ummah.
In जब तक हुजूर का नूर ना हो कोई आदमी नेक काम नहीं करता. Until the nur of Rasulullah is not present, a person cannot do a good deed.
उसको बरकत की नबूवत कहते हैं.
This is what you call the blessings of nubuwah.
उसको फुयूजा की नबूवत कहते हैं.
This is what you call the fuyuz of nubuwah.
उसको अनवारा की नबूवत भी कहते हैं.
And the same अनवारा की नबूवत is used.
नबी का असर उम्मत में मुंतकिल होता है.
The effect of a nabi is manifested in the ummah.
हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के रूहानियत के असरात हर उम्मत तक मुंतकिल हुए हैं और क़यामत तक होंगे.
Rasulullah's spirituality has manifests itself in the lives of every ummati till the day of judgment.
Har ummati mein badi se badi kya kar sakti hai.
Every ummati has huge capacity.
Usko andar se nikalna hai.
However, we have to take it out. We have to extract.
Aise hi jo gareeb halat hai hoti hai dil ki, ulama ne farmaya hai ki thodi si dil par mehnat karo to andar se nabiyon ke ulum ubalte hain ummat ke dil mein se.
He said that ulama have said that if you make a little bit of effort on the heart, the sciences and the knowledge of the prophets will start coming out for that person.
Bini andar ko ulum e anbiya be kitabo be maujood usta apne andar nabiyon ke ulum ubalte hue dekhoge baghair kitab ke baghair usta ke.
Is without a book
ulum maujood hai.
Maulana Rumi Ahmadullah says that if you make effort on yourself without a teacher, without a book, you will start seeing the ulum of the prophets coming out.
ये हालत उलमा के रूहानियत में रखी है.
This is the power of spirituality.
इसके बाद आलिम होना, शेख उल हदीस होना, मुफ्ती होना जरूरी नहीं है.
For this you don't have to be a scholar or Sheikh al Hadith.
वो हो जाए तो नूर में अला नूर है.
If a person achieves those labels and status, वो जाहिर
से जाहिर आदमी में वो काबिलियत है.
But even an average person has this ability.
देहाती हो या शहरी हो उसमें यह काबिलियत है.
A villager or a dweller of the city has this ability.
वो काला हो या गोरा हो उसमें यह सलाहियत है.
Regardless of color, everyone has this ability.
हम सबके अंदर वो चीज अल्लाह ने रखी है.
Allah has put this capacity.
बड़ी नेमतें अल्लाह ने हमें दी.
Allah has given us many blessings.
हम बहुत कुछ हासिल कर सकते हैं.
We can gain a lot.
और अल्लाह से बड़ा कुर्ब नसीब हासिल कर सकते हैं.
We can gain proximity closest to Allah.
बड़ी कुर्बानी दे सकते हैं.
We can give huge sacrifices.
ऐसे ऐसे वाकयात रूनुमा हो सकते हैं दुनिया में कि एक आदमी ने हजारों लाखों बंदगान ने खुदा को तौबा करा दी.
There are instances where one individual through him thousands and hundreds of thousands of people repented.
मगर शर्त होती है इस जज्बे के परवान चढ़ाने की.
But the condition is that a person has to create this emotion within himself, this desire, this ambition.
अल्लाह में अब्बाल ने फरमाया कि पीर रूमी से हुआ है राज मुझ पर मुनकशिफ. पीर रूमी मार्डन को कहते हैं पीर रूमी से हुआ है राज मुझ पर मुनकशिफ लाख हकीम सर बजे एक कलीम सर बका. इसको थोड़ा सा वजाहत कर दे तो मान और शायद खला दे उसको. पीर रूम से मैंने जो बात समझी है वो ये है कि लाख एक लाख हकीम हो जो सर बजे हो यानी मसलहत के साथ में काम करने वाले जेब में सर रख के काम करने वाले यानी अपनी अपना तहफ़ अपनी वका अपनी सोच अपनी चाहत अपने बच्चों की चाहत अपनी बीवी की चाहत जेब में मसलहतों को रखकर काम करने वाले ऐसे लाखों और एक आदमी सर से कफन बांधा हुआ हो. एक आदमी जिसने अपने सर से कफन बांध लिया हो तो उसको किसी चीज़ की तमन्ना बाकी नहीं रही. लाख हकीम सर बजेब एक कलीम सर बगर वो एक आदमी जिसने अपने सर से कफन बांध लिया हो वो काम करता है जो एक लाख आदमियों से नहीं हो सकता जो अपने जेब में सर को रखे जाओगे.
This is Allama Iqbal Rahimahullah mentions that the what I've learned from Allama Rumi, he says that they are, you can have 100,000 people who make every move of theirs, calculate every move to an extent that they do not harm themselves. It's everything is about their own protection and the protection of their loved ones and things of that sort. Everything is all calculated risks. And there's another person, just one person, who walks around with a shroud as a turban on top of his head. Is that one person will outdo 100,000. Who do everything, but all calculated and all thinking about what's how can I make sacrifice without harming myself. But one person who's willing to put everything on the table and walks around with a shroud and his kafan on his head, he will be able to outdo 100,000 of the other types.
Puri duniya mein qiyamah tak ye nazara rahega.
He said this will remain all the way to the day of judgment.
Jisne apni mohabbat Allah ke sath Allah ke rasool ke sath jaga li.
Whoever connected himself in his love for Allah and his Rasul.
Aur taalluq ka rukh Allah ki taraf kar diya apne dil ka rukh.
And then turned the direction of his heart towards Allah.
Phir wo deen ke liye aisi qurbaniyan dega ki duniya ke andar Allah pak uske asar dalenge.
That he will be able to make such sacrifices in this world that Allah azza wa jalla will allow its benefits to manifest.
Wo duniya ko badal ke rakh dega.
He will not leave this world without changing the world.
Har zamane mein aisa hoga.
In every era there will be such
people. Qiyamah ke qareeb to itni ruhaniyat wale tak aa jayenge ki wo sirf Allahu Akbar kahenge to qile ki deewarein gir jayengi.
Towards the end of time such spirituality will be found in certain people. people that just by them saying Allahu Akbar, the walls of forts will fall down.
Jo subhanallah alhamdulillah kehte hain apna pet pet bhar lenge aur khane ki zarurat nahi rahegi.
That they will be able to fill their belly just by saying subhanallah alhamdulillah without eating anything.
Jab aakhir mein aisa honge to isse pehle bhi aise halat aayenge.
He said if this can happen to
aise ruhaniyat wale aayenge.
If this can happen at the very end of time, then even before that we will still find such spiritually uplifted people.
Isliye kabhi ye nahi samajhna hai ki khali ho chuka hai maidan.
Don't ever think that the world is empty of spirituality.
Isliye hazrat ke sahaba ki zindagiyon ko samne rakhna hai.
That's why we have to keep the lives of sahaba in front of us.
Kaisi unki qurbaniyan thi.
Then what type of amazing sacrifice were they?
Wo bardasht karte the.
And how much difficulty they were able to witness.
Kaise wo faqr e faqir ko bardasht karte
the. How they were able to handle difficulty.
Apne watanon ko chhod dete the.
How they were able to leave their homes.
Apni jaydadon ko chhod diya
unhone. Their estates.
बेइज्जती बर्दाश्त की.
They were able to be handle disgrace.
हर किस्म की कुर्बानी उनके सामने आई और वो तैयार हो.
Every single sacrifice, opportunity of sacrifice was presented and they took it.
अपने आप को कैसे पेश करते थे दीन की खिदमत के लिए.
How they presented themselves for the sacrifice of deen.
बराए इब्न मालिक का किस्सा आपको पढ़ता हूँ. इसमें हयात उसामा में पढ़ रहे थे कि अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने कितना बड़ा काम उनसे लिया. यह किस्सा बराए इब्न मालिक का है.
There's a story of Bara ibn Malik radiallahu anhu who mentioned the Hayat Sahaba. What amazing work of sacrifice Allah took from him.
तकरीबन 30,000 के करीब दुश्मनों ने अपने आप को किले में महसूस कर लिया.
30,000 disbelievers locked themselves up in a big fort.
और दो तरफ से मुसलमान हैं जो रास्ता खुल ही नहीं रहा था.
And in all directions there are Muslims around the fort, but they're not able to make their way in.
लंबा टाइम निकल गया.
Many days passed.
कोई तरकीब समझ में नहीं आ रही कि कैसे हल करें.
And they could not come up with any method.
हज़रत बरा ने कहा उनके भाई उनके अमीर थे. अमीर लश्कर थे.
His brother was the emir of the army.
उन्होंने कहा कि मेरे ज़हन में तदबीर आ गई.
So I've got a plan. Told his brother.
कहने के मैं जो है ना किले की दीवार पर चढ़ जाऊंगा. किले की दीवार से सीधा नीचे किले के दरवाजे पे कूदूंगा और वहां से दरवाजा खोलूंगा. तुम लोग अंदर आ जाओ.
He says I will climb to the top of the fort and I will come straight down by the door of the fort and I will open it and then you all come in.
उन्होंने कहा कि तुमको पता है कि क्या सूरत में आले चौक तरफ से तीर तलवार तैयार है.
So do you realize that it's surrounded by archers all over?
मैं करीब नहीं जा सक रहा. तुम चढ़ने की बात कर रहे
हो. No one can come close. How could you consider climbing?
वो नीचे कितना नीचे है नहीं मालूम दीवार. वो वहां से वहां नीचे उतरने का मसला है.
How will you jump from the top all the way to the bottom?
क्यों वहां से तू दरवाजा कैसे खोलोगे अंदर जाने.
And once you get in, how will you open the door?
और जब दरवाजा खुलेगा और लोग अंदर आएंगे तो तुम कहां से बच पाओगे.
When you open the door and people come in, how will you protect yourself?
वो पूरी तस्वीर मेरे आंखों के सामने है. मुझे सब पता है क्या होने वाला है.
He says I see the whole scenario in front of my eyes.
आप मुझे इजाजत दीजिए आज मुझे अपने अल्लाह के साथ में कुछ अपनी तमन्ना निकालना है.
He says give me permission so then I can fulfill some of my requests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sahaba ke bare mein Allah ne farmaya ke huminhum man qada rahba huminhum man yantazir huma badalu tabdila. Sahaba mein wo hai jinhone apni khwahish apni tamannaye nikal di Allah ke liye aur kuch wo hai jo intezar mein hai aur koi tabdili unme nahi hai.
Allah says what the sahaba have only two types. Some have fulfilled their desires and some are waiting to fulfill it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they have not changed their desires.
Desire se murad Allah ke sath yani Allah ke liye is duniya mein wafadari ki tareekh likhne ke liye.
They each one of them want to ensure that they have sacrificed for the sake of Allah. The desire is what? The desire is sacrificing for Allah. That they leave behind the legacy of how much they were able to sacrifice for Allah's sake in this world.
Unhone ijazat de di bhai sahab. Bhai sahab ne ijazat
de di. Amir it was a brother gave ijazat.
Ye deewar par chadh gaye koshish kar liye.
And he was able to climb to the mountain to the top of the
chadte chadte inke upar jo zakhmon ke yani inko jo mark lagne shuru hue to jism ka koi hissa baaki nahi rehne laga.
By the time he got to the top there was not a single inch of his body that had not been hit by some arrow or spear.
Aur wo niche gir gaye.
And then he fell down.
Aur darwaza khol diya.
And he was able to open the door.
90 se zyada zakhm unko lage teer ke darwaze pe.
Over 90 wounds from spears and arrows were in his body.
Aur sirf thodi si jaan baki thi jab darwaza khula tha.
There was just a little bit of life left in him when he opened the door.
Unhone awaaz laga ke kaha ki chale jao aur mere jism ki parwah mat karo.
And he announced that move in and do not worry about my body.
Bado ke taafon ke sath jaan daakil ho jana tha.
Because Amir had entered with their horses.
Amir ne kaha ki dauda do apne ghode.
And Amir said run in with your horses.
Jab Amir ne lashkar ne ghode dauda diye to baad mein unki godiyon ko chun ke dafan kiya gaya.
Afterwards the body parts were collected, the bones were collected and buried.
Allah
minhum man qada rahbahu minhum man yantazir. Jab Allah ke liye aadmi qurbani dene par aata hai to kahan tak ja sakta hai.
This example that when a person is in love with Allah and is ready to make sacrifice, the extent of it This is an
example.
Allah, so that's why I said that if the people come afterwards bring iman like the iman of the Sahaba, then only then they will be on the right path.
Allah gave them this type of radiyallahu anhu wa radu anhu. But
the Sahaba, this is why we read Hayat
al-Sahaba.
This is why the lives of Sahaba have been gathered together in the
book. पढ़ने वाले मुसलमान को ग़िज़ा मिले.
That this becomes a fresh soul food for the soul. So that he realizes that this is who he is inherited from.
ये रिज़ा अगर हमारे दिल के अंदर उतर जाएगी, हमारे बच्चों के दिल में उतरेगी, फिर दीन की खिदमत के जज्बे जिंदा होंगे.
If this soul, food of the soul is provided for us and our children, then it will be easy to make sacrifices.
दीन की खिदमत के इन जज्बों से भी मेरे दोस्तों ऐसी ऐसी कुर्बानियाँ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला आसान फरमाएंगे कि इसकी वजह से उन कुर्बानियों को अल्लाह कबूल कर लेगा और हिदायत के फैसले फरमा देगा.
Then Allah will allow us to make such sacrifices inshallah that will then be accepted. And through the acceptance of those sacrifices, the atharat and the effects of it will spread all across.
Yusuf rahmatullahi ke manzoor mein hai ki qurbani karte karte us jagah par pahunch jana hai mandir par qurbani ki jahan par Allah qurbani ko qubool karne ka faisla karte
hai. He says Yusuf rahmatullahi mentions that we have to sacrifice to such a degree of so much sacrifice that we eventually reach a station in which Allah accepts our sacrifice.
Asal mandir wo hai jo qurbani pasand aaye.
The actual target is that Allah loves and accepts our sacrifice.
जब कुर्बानी को वो कबूल कर ले तो फिर हिदायत आमा के फैसले फरमाते हैं.
When the sacrifice is accepted, then Allah will make a decision for general or umumi hidayat.
ताअत और मासियत के फैसले उन कुर्बानियों पर होते हैं कि सारों को जो मासियत वाले थे उनको ताअत पर डालने का फैसला कर दिया जाता है.
He says those people who are involved in sin, how the decision for them to get out of that sin and come onto obedience will be made when our sacrifice reaches the level that Allah has accepted our sacrifice.
Qurbani ki ek satah aisi hoti hai ki us qurbani ki satah ke baad mein jisne qasam khayi hai ki main hidayat ko qubool nahi karunga uski qurbani ka asar itna zyada padta hai ki wo apni qasam ko tod kar hidayat ko qubool karta hai.
He said there's a level of sacrifice that once a person reaches that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the effects of it to such a degree that that person took an oath that he will never want to be guided towards Islam, he will also be forced to break his oath and accept Islam.
Sahaba ke waqiat mashhoor hai.
There are many examples like this in the story of Sahaba.
Pani mein doob jaunga lekin Islam qubool nahi karunga.
That I will drown but in the ocean but I will never accept Islam.
Mar jaunga lekin Islam qubool nahi
karunga. I will die but I will never accept Islam.
Kuch bhi ho jaye Islam qubool nahi karunga.
Whatever happens, I will not accept Islam.
Agar Sahaba ne apne ko wahan tak pahunchaya ki unki hidayat se Allah pak ne faisla farmaya, to nahi tere baap ko qubool karna padega.
But they made such sacrifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that not only these people took an oath accept Islam, their fathers also accepted Islam.
But Dada farmaiye ki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne qurbani ki ek satah aisi bhi rakhi hai.
This is a level that Allah has Right now we are just worried about staying on guidance ourselves.
ऐसी कुर्बानी की अपनी तो खैर हिदायत है ही, जो लोगों के लिए मासियत है, जो मासियत में मुब्तला है, तो कसम खा चुके हैं कि इस जिंदगी को नहीं छोड़ेंगे, उनका फैसला हो जाए इन लोगों की हिदायत पर, तो इनकी कुर्बानी पर अल्लाह पाक हम सबको भी उस सतह पर पहुंचाए. अल्लाह कादिर है अगर जिसके हमसे वो बहुत दूर है.
Even though that may seem very far away, but Allah is capable of taking us a level of sacrifice that those who have made a firm decision never being guided because of our sacrifice, inshallah, Allah will guide them as well.
मेरे दोस्तों ऐसे मौकों पर अगर कुर्बानी अल्लाह को पसंद आ गई तो कैसे आम फैसले हो जाएंगे.
in this time, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our sacrifice, imagine the winds of hidayah.
The
protection of the Muslims, the decision will be made.
Allah
will make a decision of their tarbiyah.
Allah dushman ki aankhon mein rakh kar kaise himadat karta hai ye to bataya gaya na Quran Pak mein jagah jagah
Allah has shown in the Quran what places how the believers in right in front of the tahimi
himadat kar sakta
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected
wo kisi se bhi himadat kara sakta hai
Allah can use anyone and anything
wo kisi ko bhi himadat pe majboor kar sakta hai
and Allah can force anyone to become a vehicle of protection
wo kisi ke bhi ghar mein rakh kar himadat kar sakta hai
Allah can keep you in anyone's house and also protect
wo dushman se hi parwa sakta hai
and Allah can make you raised by your enemy
अल्लाह के अलावा ना कोई ना किसी से खौफ की जरूरत है ना अल्लाह के अलावा किसी से तमाम की जरूरत है
There is no reason for us to fear anyone besides Allah. No reason for us to have expectations from anyone besides Allah.
ईमान ये सिखाता है कि मखलूक का खौफ और मखलूक की तमाम दोनों खत्म करो
ईमान teaches us to have to get rid of expectations from makhluk and get rid of fear
मुसलमानों ने हमने मेहनत नहीं की आज हर मुसलमान खौफ में भरा हुआ
Since the effort has not been made, every believer is full of fear.
हमने अपने ईमान पर मेहनत नहीं की इसलिए हमारे दिल खौफ से भरे हुए हैं.
We have not made effort on ourselves, that's why our hearts are full of fear.
हमने अपने ईमान पर मेहनत नहीं की इसलिए जगह-जगह तमाम लालच हमारी लगी हुई है.
Since we did not make effort on our iman, that's why we have desire and expectations.
तो हम तो अपने नफ्स के इतने ताबे हैं कि छोटी से छोटी ख्वाहिश और जज्बा कुर्बान करने को तैयार नहीं है.
We are so dedicated to our nafs that we're not able to make small sacrifices of our nafs.
हम मजेदार खाने को कुर्बान नहीं कर सकते.
We cannot give up enjoyable foods.
हम मौसमों की रज़ाइयों को कुर्बान नहीं कर सकते.
We cannot give up nice fluffy blankets.
हम गद्दों पे सोने को कुर्बान नहीं कर सकते.
We cannot give up sitting in our beds.
हम मस्जिद में जाके कारपेट पे आराम करने के लिए तैयार नहीं हो सकते.
We find it difficult to sit on the carpet of the masjid.
सफर करने के लिए तैयार नहीं हो
सकते.
ये क्या है मेरे दोस्तों ये हमारे ईमान की कमजोरी है
This is the sign of the weakness of our iman.
अपने ईमान को कवी करना है.
You have to strengthen our iman.
उसके लिए कुर्बानी के लिए तैयार होना है.
For that you have to be ready to sacrifice.
कुर्बानी के लिए अपने को मुजाहिदे के साथ तैयार करना पड़ता है.
Sacrifice means mujahada.
वैसे तैयार नहीं हो जाता आदमी का ज़हन.
You cannot just get ready without the willingness of mujahada.
वो तो मुजाहिदा चाहता है.
आसान
होगा आगे चलना
मेरे
दोस्तों अपने नफ्स की भी मुखालफत सीखना है
And we have to train ourselves to go against our nafs.
Shaitan ki bhi mukhalifat seekhna.
And we have to train ourselves to go against shaitan. Buri
aadaton ki bhi mukhalifat seekhna.
And we have to train ourselves to go against bad habits.
Buri maahol ko chhodne ki bhi mukhalifat seekhna.
Train ourselves to be willing to give up bad environments.
Shaitan ke maahol se hatkar farishton wale maahol mein rehne ki bhi mujahada bhi seekhna hai.
We have to learn how to leave bad environments of shaitan and come to the environments of the masjid.
Jab aadat nahi hoti to masjid mein zyada baithna dil nahi bolta.
When we don't have a habit, then finding sitting in the masjid seems difficult.
Guru ne farmaya ki munafiq ko masjid mein bechaini hoti hai.
Rasool sahab se rahe munafiq he finds anxiety in the masjid.
Wo fauran agar namaz padhna raha to fauran namaz padh ke bhagne ke chakkar mein rehta
hai. That a person feels very uncomfortable. As soon as salah is over, he wants to run.
Kabhi kabhi yahan se.
He wishes when can he leave.
Aur iman wale ko tasalli hoti hai.
And a believer he feels content.
Wo zyada baithna dil chahta hai uska.
He enjoys sitting in the masjid.
Wo namazon ke auqaat ke alawa bhi aake Allah ke paas baith jana chahta hai.
He wants to sit outside of the time of salah in the masjid.
Kasrat ul khutaa al masajid par amal karta hai.
He walks, he loves walking towards the masjid.
Usko Allah se mohabbat hai.
Because he loves Allah.
Uska dil masjid mein lagta hai.
His heart is in the masjid.
Uske liye 2.5 ghante kya masjid to uska ghar hota hai.
It's not 2.5 hours, rather the masjid is his house.
Kisi se bhi koi puchega kahan hai to bolega masjid jao wahan mil jayega.
If you ask about him, anyone will say he will find him in the masjid.
Iman wale ka to mizaj wo hota hai.
This is the mizaj of a person of iman.
Hamara bhi wo mizaj hona hai.
Our mizaj and temperament has to become like this.
Isliye mere dosto ye deen ki jo mehnat hai is mehnat mein qurbani ki ek tarbiyat hai.
He says this effort of deen This is the tarbiyah of sacrifice.
Deen ke liye jitni mehnatein hain un mehnaton ko zinda karne ki mehnat hai daawat ki mehnat.
The effort of dawah is to revive all the efforts of deen.
Beshumar mehnatein deen mein hoti hain.
There are many There are many branches of deen.
To deen ke shobon ke jo mehnatein hain wo mehnatein zinda karne ki main mehnat daawat ki mehnat hai.
This is the main effort to revive all the other efforts of deen is the effort of dawah.
Isliye isko sayyida amali ahli bid kaha jata hai.
That's what's called the leader of all the actions of the people of the actions of goodness righteousness.
Ye hadith sharif mein huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke samne hazrat amir ne ye jumla farmaya hai.
Hazrat Amr radiallahu anhu mentioned this in front of the Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne isko qaim rakha hai.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not change that.
Iske bare mein ye nahi farmaya ki ye baat mat bolo.
He did not say oh, How are you saying this? That this is incorrect. That's why this is called the hadith, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not change it or correct it.
जब उन्होंने कहा कि सारे अमल के सरदार ही हैं, नेक अमल करने वालों का सरदार है, तो उन्होंने इनकार नहीं फरमाया.
That's why when he said that this is the leader of all the actions of righteousness, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam did not change it. क्योंकि जब वो मेहनत है, इससे दीन की मेहनत है जिंदा होगी.
Because it's that effort that all the efforts of deen will come to life.
और जब मेहनत जिंदा हो जाती है, तो उस शोबे का दीन जिंदा होता है.
When the effort of any specific branch comes alive, then that whole branch will come alive.
जब उस लैंड का दीन जिंदा होता है, तो फिर उसकी बरकत सामने आती है.
Then when that branch comes to life, then all the blessings of that branch will come to life.
और इस तरह पूरा दीन जिंदा होता है.
Similarly, like this, the whole deen will come to life.
पूरा दीन जिंदा हो जाएगा, तो अल्लाह पाक के वादे पूरी उम्मत मुसलमान के साथ जाए, वो सामने आना शुरू हो जाए.
And then when 100% deen will come alive, then all the promises that Allah has made, you will start seeing it be manifested. He said, 4 months is nothing. This is something we all have to get ready
for.
All of us who already spent 4 months need to make niyyah now for 4 months for this year. This year means between this year and next year. Ishtima
se pehle aur
ishtima
ke baad.
Yeah, before
ishtima
or after ishtima or both.
Isme 4 mahine ke liye
taiyar hona. We have to get ready for 4 months this year.
Isko usko jisne 4 mahine lagaye.
For those who already spent their 4 months.
Aur jisne nahi lagaye usko badal diya wala.
And those who did not spend their 4 months first one, now
they're ready. Lagaye hue ko 4 mahine ke liye guzarish ki ja rahi hai, taiyar kiya ja raha hai. To jo na lagaya hai, nahi lagaya hai, usko to aage badhna hi padna.
He says, those who already spent are being asked to spend. So those who did not spend, for sure they need to give us about 4 months. How many in this gathering? You don't mind how many have yet to spend the 4 months in this gathering? Who have yet to spend, have not spent.
मैं तैयार हूँ, तो फिर देखिए अल्लाह पाक तौफीक भी देंगे, असबाब भी देंगे, अपने रास्ते में भी निकालेंगे. सब तैयार है इंशाअल्लाह. अल्लाह पाक मुझे आपको सबको कबूल
फरमाए. But I present myself with sincerity, and Allah, you accept me. And if Allah accepts us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for us all the means, and all the needs will be fulfilled, and we will be, inshallah, be accepted to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you.